Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here Wednesday, March the 4th, 2026. Second hour this morning, 12 minutes past the hour. Do want to remind everybody that this coming Friday, 8:15 a.m. until 1 p.m., we will be giving away a $100 gift card to Kroger. So tune in Friday morning, 8:15 a.m. until 1 p.m. We will be giving away that $100 gift card to Kroger, so that should be a lot of fun, and we're looking forward to that. Well, last hour, we had an interesting bit of conversation, I think kind of all over the waterfront, which is not a bad thing. If you have anything to say in regard to what was talked about last hour or anything else on your mind, feel free to give us a buzz here, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Now, also, we do have Kiwanis pancake tickets to give away. That event is coming up, I believe the 67th annual on March the 14th, and we will be giving away those tickets as time goes along. So that's on the agenda as well. But if anybody has anything to say in regard to anything that was talked about in hour number one, anything involving city politics, anything involving what's going on in the county, who knows what will happen with the Heidi Ratliff trial at this particular point? I'm not sure. Now, yesterday, we did get into a little bit of a conversation about what's going on in Iran. The U.S., obviously, I think everybody knows now, bombed Iran on Saturday. But the question is becoming, what is going to be the outcome in Iran? And is it going to be as easy as some people would have you believe it's going to be? I don't know. I think that's one of those things that we're just going to have to take time and watch and see what happens. But it certainly has been an interesting topic of discussion the last few weeks if you've watched any national news program. So again, feel free to get in on the discussion, 740-383-9944. We've also discussed a lot of the new businesses coming or speculated to be coming here in Marion. Witt's Frozen Custard opens up on Friday. Church Street here in Marion, right across from Founders Park. We've got Culver's, possibly. That's the rumor. But a pretty good rumor. I got it from a pretty reliable person. Opening up in front of Meyer's, or Meyer, I guess with no S, in the near future. The Barks Road turnarounds, which are supposed to be coming to help with these road dividers we have on Delaware Avenue, and wider sidewalks on Center Street. And then, of course, we've also got the Starbucks out here that's supposed to open where the old bank was located that they tore down. So, 740-383-9944. Those are the comings and goings locally as far as, I guess, restaurants and things of that nature are concerned. Now, to the question of, did the mayor release this letter detailing what he wants to do in Marion? Did he release this early? I don't know. I do think it's interesting he released it right before he went on vacation, and nothing was brought up about it Monday in Finance Committee or anywhere else. That is kind of an odd thing to have happen, but it went out, and here it is. So we know what is attempting to be done, getting rid of the out-of-city work tax credit. We knew about that, though. The storm sewer rates have already been raised. The sanitation rates, we haven't heard anything about that yet, so who knows about that. Getting rid of the curbside recycling, not really any more information on that. and the raising of the transit fees. We haven't really heard anything more about that. So that's all on the table as well. Also, I do think that the mayor said at one point that he was going to revisit the fire station in March. Now, I don't know if he will do that when he returns or not. I don't know if that situation is any better than it was the last time he talked about it. But if I'm not mistaken, I do believe he said that he would revisit the conversations about the fire station in March. So, there's a lot of topics. If anybody wants to weigh in on any of those or anything else, feel free to give us a buzz. We'd love to hear from you. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Always a lot going on. No lack of things to talk about. And we always enjoy hearing from the listening audience when it comes to these topics, because I think the audience's opinion always brings a lot more to the conversation, and I think a lot of times people know a lot of things that I don't know, and certainly see things in a different way than I see them. So it's always good to hear from the audience. So again, the phone lines are open if you're out there and want to weigh in on anything. 740-383-9944. I mean, we can go from the national government to what happened in Iran. We can come here to the local level and talk about what's going on with city council and the mayor. We can talk about Sunday's article in the Columbus Dispatch about Ted Williams. That's still been getting a lot of attention about his relapse and current situation. We can talk about new restaurants and things of that nature coming to Marion. Do you think Witz is going to do well? Now, we don't want to curse the place and say it's not going to do well, but do you think a frozen custard place in Marion, downtown Marion, right across the street from Founders Park, how do you think that's going to go? And are you excited for new sidewalks, wider sidewalks on Center Street? Or getting the Barks Road turnarounds so we won't have to deal so much with those dividers on Delaware Avenue. Are these things that will be good for the Marion area? Are these things that you are excited about? 740-383-9944. 19 coming up on 20 minutes past the hour here on this Wednesday morning. And I guess we can't complain too much about the weather right now. It's mild. I think we would call almost 40 degrees mild. It's certainly not horrible. And I think after the January and February we had around here in which it was freezing, this is not bad at all. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning, Scott.
Good morning.
Did anyone ever figure out why they put those things on Delaware Avenue?
Yes, the state did that because I guess there was some report that that was a high crash area.
What do they think it is now, for crying out, people going down there and making U-turns, going back the other way, and so forth? And besides that, the state wouldn't have been Barks Road. So why did they even put them there?
Well, it's interesting. I think the state covers everything.
Apparently.
Yes, I think the state can do whatever they want, wherever they want.
Apparently.
Yeah.
But that, because I seen that building was for rent. Now, I think that there would be a hot item. Somebody'd want to take that over. Wouldn't you think so?
Now, which one's this?
Oh, they're on Barks Road, where that one is. Wouldn't you think there'd be a lot of people wanting to get that one when you have to come in from the east to get in?
Well, I don't know. You know, it's interesting because I kind of think of Barks Road and Delaware Avenue as kind of like downtown Marion at this point. It seems like when you open a business there that is not a franchise or not Kroger, it doesn't seem to go very well. I think the only ones that have really made it are the long-term ones, Sans Sodas and Andrew's Pastries.
Well, but have you ever seen somebody go up there at the light, they want to go the other way, and then they just make a U-turn and go back the other way?
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. So that's really a safety thing. I'm glad they implemented that.
Well, yeah, I think that's why they're putting in these. They're not roundabouts. Somebody said roundabout once, and that frightened people. They're not roundabouts, but they'll give you the ability to turn around, which people are doing anyway, legally, I guess, is the idea.
But I would have thought Wendy's and Arby's and those guys would have thrown a fit when they did. Were they even aware that was going to happen, or did somebody just come in and decide to do it?
You know, I don't think there's a lot of notice. No, I'm not saying these things are not posted and people aren't informed. I'm sure the city was informed. I'm sure the county was probably informed.
Well, then why didn't they get off their chair and do something about it before the mess got there?
Well, I think they did say at one point that they did not want it, but I think the state said, we're doing it.
Talk about the mafia, for crying out loud.
Well, I don't know. You know, it's the state. You know what it reminds me of? Do you remember a few years ago when, I remember being on the air talking about this, when downtown Marion redid their parking where you had to back in?
Oh, yeah, that's interesting, too.
And I remember, they just did that one night, and people, I mean, I remember being on the air thinking that somebody had just painted the lines the wrong way. And we all thought this was a joke. That it was a mistake, but no, they actually wanted it that way, and well, they didn't really tell anybody they were going to do that.
Well, so did that turn out to be a wonderful idea?
You know, I don't know. I guess not.
Well, I see people parked there, so apparently, you know, whatever. But hey, I'm not going to take up any more of this line. I want to hear what's going on in this town by important people.
Well, you've heard. What do you think Wits is going to do well? Frozen custard right across from Founders Park.
I would think you'd starve to death running an ice cream place. But what? The only one I ever knew that was really, really suggested was Abe's in Prospect, and people drove from all over to have ice cream from Abe's. I ain't seen one like that since Abe's.
Well, I think one of the big problems is right across from Founders Park, there is not a lot of parking there at all.
Well, hey, Scott, did you know that the Opera House in Richwood's coming down?
No, they're tearing it down?
Yep, it's coming down.
Oh, well, that's a shame.
Well, I think people thought that there was a stage and seats and the whole works left over from bygone days. And it was just a big empty building. And then they figured out that the roof was falling in and so on. But I think it was 2 weeks ago at council meeting, they voted to demolish it.
Hey, I did want to ask you, do you remember when the mayor said he was going to revisit this fire station in March?
Oh, I'm waiting on that.
What do you think we'll get it?
I hope not. I hope we... because every time they touch something, seems to me like it kind of goes kaput. And they better just leave the fire station alone, or this little old lady's going to be stomping mad.
How do you feel about the way things are being... Ray Grogan's handling things right now? We got the cop who's set to face trial here in Marion for rape. We've got possibly the Heidi Ratliff trial set to start here in less than a month. We've got... all kinds of stuff going on there.
Well, the whole thing is, Scott, if everybody just always be honest and tell the truth, we wouldn't have such a mess.
You know, that is true. When you tell a lie, you have to keep changing it. But if you tell the truth, you'll be better off.
Well, you tell the truth, you don't have to have a good memory.
No, and you don't have to adjust from situation to situation.
That's true.
That's true.
So much for this old lady's advice.
Hey, thanks for calling.
Bye
bye. All right, and again, the phone lines are open here today, 740-383-9944. 28 and a half minutes past the hour on this Wednesday morning, middle of the week, March the 4th, 2026, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Well, you know, interesting things, I guess. Anything can be looked at from any perspective. And I think we learn that from morning to morning here on the program. And I think that's one of the nice things about doing a show like this is anything can be approached from a different perspective. And I like that. So, and I like hearing from the listening audience. You know, after we got off the air yesterday, I got those messages from one of our longtime listeners, Linda, out there, who was talking about the Barks Road turnarounds and the wider sidewalks on Center Street. And then we got a message talking about how Baking People Happy also serves ice cream downtown, and how will that impact Witz and their frozen custard. Is frozen custard a big seller? Is it something people will drive right over to Church Street and want to get? Frozen custard. I'm sure when they first open, it'll be a novelty, and people will show up, because that's what normally happens when a new business shows up. But beyond that, I don't know. I really don't know. Does anybody have any thoughts? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And again, we've got the $100 gift card giveaway to Kroger coming up on Friday morning. Boy, you know, that's a decent amount of groceries right there. Or whatever you want to buy in Kroger at this particular point. $100, and we definitely already have the gift card, so it is going to happen on Friday morning, 8:15 a.m. until 1 p.m. in the afternoon. So get ready for that. That's going to be a fun morning, giving away that gift card. And we do have some ways that we're going to do that Friday, but we will draw a winner before 1 p.m. in the afternoon, and we'll do the same thing with the Kiwanis pancake tickets. Now, as I said earlier, what's going on in Iran? I have no idea. I think we all hope the best, but I think at this time you would probably call that cautiously optimistic. I think a lot of people are cautious because of the situation over there at this point, but I think everybody is optimistic that things will turn out in a positive manner. I don't know. You know, and there was some talk earlier about, do you think the mayor released this statement early by mistake? I don't know how you could do that. I wouldn't think you'd release it by mistake. But it is very strange that he would go on vacation right after he released it. Because, obviously, a two-page letter like this is going to get a lot of play, and people are going to have a lot of questions. But then again, as I said, Monday night at the council meeting, nobody brought up any of this. So it was kind of a nothing conversation. Nobody was talking about this. So I don't understand, but I guess that's the way it is. Do you think it possibly could have been sent out mistakenly? Do you think maybe people are looking at this stuff again and going, well, maybe that's not the way to go? Raising sanitation rates, getting rid of the curbside recycling, raising transit fees. You know, we did learn that 90% of transit is covered by grants. I think that's something certainly to be taken into account as transit is looked at or looked upon. All right, go ahead, caller.
Love your city.
Yes, every day.
I heard you mention Ray Grogan.
Well, yes, he was brought up earlier, yes.
Brought up.
Yes.
You are a very observant person, wouldn't you say?
I hope so.
Yeah. Well, maybe the next time you see Grogan, you'll be able to comment, but I think his nose is growing longer.
You think?
So just from my observation, that's why I'd like, you know, the next time you see him, then compare it and see if it's getting longer and longer.
Well, next time I see him, I'll take a look. But do you think that he is, I mean, he's really taking it in the media right now. Do you think that's part of the reason that he is maybe a little quiet?
You know, I don't know, but I look at it this way. He's the one that wanted to be the Marion County prosecutor. He wanted everything that goes along with it, and I think he's starting to get some of it. But I think his ego has gotten the better of him.
Well, it's interesting because I look at the prosecutors that I've covered. I remember covering Brent Yeager, not for a long period of time because unfortunately he passed away, but Slagle was there for a long time, something like 20 years. And I don't remember, I mean, there were moments and there were cases where things got covered pretty heavily, but I don't remember anything like this, certainly not the barrage of cases and the media attention that has happened in the last year and a half with Ray. And I'm sure it has done him harm.
Well, you mentioned the media attention. Even when Slagle was in office, we had the full complement of the Marion Star. Now we only have one reporter for the Marion Star. And, but it's interesting that, you know, we have I don't think all of Columbus media has jumped on any of this, have they?
On
Grogan? Probably they jumped on it because of the Ayers Jr., allegations and that, and they may be jumping back on when, I can't remember her name. It's Heidi Ratliff, isn't it?
Yeah. You know, honestly, I don't know if that trial will get the press. I don't know.
I have a funny suspicion that the charges will be dropped.
Well, and again, that was how I started the conversation earlier. I said, do you think the reason he's not answering questions right now, or not answering requests, I guess, is possibly because he's trying to put some space in between losing the Ayers Ratliff trial and possibly dismissing this trial.
Could be. Who knows? you know, it's the actions of the crazy guy. I mean, for crying out loud. And I have to quote F. Lee Bailey. People react strangely when they're caught in the vice of life. And I think the pressures, and he only has himself to blame for it, you know.
Well, so, we'll see.
Hey, you know, we live and die by the decisions we make. And I don't think Ray Grogan will be practicing law too much longer. Although, you know, court cases are drug out for long periods of time and that. But I don't think he'll see retirement as a practicing attorney.
Well,
as, in my opinion, he should get his ticket punched. It can't happen soon enough.
Well, we will see what happens. Thanks for calling.
Do it better tomorrow.
All right. Bye-bye. All right, again, phone lines are open here, 740-383-9944. Still about 25 minutes left in the program today. You know, any myriad of topics can be discussed here, and, you know, that's one thing. When you're in the public eye as a politician and an elected official as a politician, a lot of times you have to face this type of scrutiny. Go ahead, caller.
Go ahead, caller. Scrutiny, that's a good word, Scott. Always enjoyed that.
I think before 10 o'clock, scrutiny is a good word.
I would say let's be scrutinous, and hold on, I got a pothole to drive over. You know what it's like driving in the Midwest, especially when you get four seasons sometimes in the same week. Didn't you like that weather forecast, 7 degrees? degrees.
It's a very nice weather. I'm surprised, though, it's going to get so cold for St. Patrick's Day.
Well, that's the Midwest for you, and you get four seasons, sometimes in the same week, but March especially, that's probably the most capricious season of them all. So this could be the last few hours, Scott, that I walked out in the streets of any of the cities, the three that I claim to have a connection to. Two start with C, one starts with M. Of course, that would be Marion. And somebody might say, didn't I just see that guy's rear end or ear or maybe his smiling face on my TV screen?
Yes, it's your big night, Adam.
The last day. So
it's your big night.
I'm enjoying that last day. And, of course, when you're on the radio, nobody knows what you look like. Yeah, I'm much better looking than I sound anyway. But you'll be able to see that, possibly just for three-sevenths of a second. But watch out, because law of averages says that my face, again, or some other part of me will be on your Channel 4 screen sometime this evening.
Between 8 and...
It's not just me. I mean, the show in general will be fascinating. If you turn on NBC, you can't miss the promos, because they are definitely promoting it, as they should. All three shows are going to come together.
That's good. So this happens 8 to 11 tonight on NBC. Now, what are the three shows?
Oh, Chicago PD, Chicago Med, and Chicago Fire. They're all obviously a similar theme. They're all filmed. I'm actually driving to the studio now because we're filming for another episode, and they actually are having us come a little later than usual, and I didn't sleep, thank goodness. But they just involve fictitious stories of those three departments, but often they go together. There's a fire, of course, there can be injuries or other issues, and they go to the hospital that I've been doing filming for, and again, police and fire obviously are very related. This related to an incident that all three shows are coming together on. If I'm not mistaken, March is sweeps season, so they make sure to have the really good programs.
Thought February was sweeps.
Okay, well maybe it's February, but that was the Olympics. That's why the shows weren't on for a few weeks, but they are back.
Well, it's going to be exciting.
Is that I might be in the studio working when they start, which is 7 here, so I may have to just watch while I'm waiting or watch on the way home or watch when I get home. But either way, you know, I invite listeners to watch the programs anyway. It's good for the ratings, obviously, and they are great programs. Chicago Med is similar to ER or Chicago Hope, which I used to watch with, again, some great actresses, Essa Paige Merkerson, who's got many shows, including Law & Order for like 16 years. Steven Weber, star of Wings, so same production group as Frasier. That's a great performer. The extra performers on the sidelines. Yeah, one of them you know pretty well.
Yeah, now, for people's edification here, so they know what's going on, you're not going to be speaking tonight, but what it'll be...
Correct.
Right.
Yeah, if you
correct.
Speak one syllable, you know what it costs to join the union. And not that that isn't something I would like to do, but, you know, it's not cheap. And it's a different system altogether. But sometimes you'll see an extra for a few seconds. So you may not speak, but, again, you are focusing on that person. Exactly.
Right. So people have to keep an eye out because you'll just be in the background.
Correct. Right? Although sometimes you see, I can think of a couple times extras that I work with that are regular. You see them front and center for a few seconds. Again, they don't talk. You mainly see a face, but if you know them, if you've met them, that's pretty cool. That's so and so.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I can think of one scene in particular. It's where I was a few feet from Fatha Merkerson. Again, it was star of Law and Order, playing Nia Dern for like 16 years and has a long history, many awards, well deserved, and we were together in a scene, and then she walks out, and that's where you might see part of me, and also where I passed, I walk past in the hallway, her and some other of the main players, along with scenes where we kind of walk back and forth, but sometimes you actually see somebody for a couple seconds. It adds a lot of substance to the show. Again, that's why the term background actor is often used instead of extra, because you are there in the background, you're not speaking or part of the plot, but you do add important substance to the show. And as I mentioned, Dick Wolf and and dozens of people that work on the show, they are wizards at using that effectively.
Well, I can imagine. That sounds very, very interesting. And tonight it'll be on from 8 to 10, so people can watch on NBC.
11.
Why do I keep saying 8 to 10? I don't know why I think television shuts off at 10.
I think I was confusing the time zones, because that's 7 to 10 here, 8 to 11 on the Eastern time zone.
Right, 8 to 11. Now, you could. Which show do you think you're most likely to appear in?
For this crossover, it's hard to say, because I film for all three, even though I'm playing a medical role, in all three. Again, the nurse Adam, so to speak. Although one of the episodes I might be a doctor, or someone else is even more important. Probably just the law of averages, because actually last week we did some extra scenes for Med, and they filmed some for PD last Monday, so we had to make sure everything was perfect. I said Dick Wolf is a perfectionist, as well as all the people he works with. I would say Med, but it's hard to say, because some of the scenes were officially PD, but I was acting in the Med role.
So Adam, when you're there, you show up in the...
Watch all 3 hours. Yeah,
okay.
Sorry, go ahead.
So you show up in the morning, and the scene's about to start. Now, what direction do they give you?
Well, first I put on my uniform, my scrubs.
Right.
Color costume, you know. You saw the pictures. I look great in teal, as you can see.
There you go.
I think right with my eyes and my skin and my hair very well. They just have... We sit, and they it was always food. It was always a snack bar and coffee, so... That's certainly something I would enjoy, as you know. They call a few of us, and sometimes they'll say we need 3 nurses, 2 doctors, a custodian, a couple med techs, and they bring us to the stage, and the actors are usually there, and they tell us where to go. We walk back and forth, or we sit at the desk playing with the computer, or we take files, and we pretend or pantomime to talk to somebody else. That's what I was doing a lot of yesterday. Interestingly, yesterday I was in a scene with a veteran extra, and he's been in some movies and other things in the area, and so he knows the system well. We get along well, so he was giving me tips on how to position myself to get a better chance that I'll be seen. Like, exactly, don't look at the camera. Again, don't break that fourth wall, of course, but always be in an area where they're likely to see at least your silhouette and part of your face, but make it seem very natural. And he said I did a good job with that, so I was really happy, because there is an art to that.
So
we were
now,
in a scene where we were kind of talking, holding folders, talking back and forth, walking, and then Dr. Asher, Jesse Schramm, one of the show stars, and she's pregnant on the show also, so it was a pregnancy-themed scene. She was there talking to another person, and then we kind of walked back and forth, and talked, and another one of the extras was there, and I met with him, and then we kind of walked to a room which was off camera.
Now, Adam, what does the pay range look like for this?
Well, it's no secret, because, I mean, it's public information. We're paid minimum wage, which, interestingly, in Chicago, let's put it that way, is much higher than minimum wage in Central and Middle Ohio. In addition, if you work over 8 hours, which is usually the case, you get time and a half, even if it's not totaling for the week. If it's the eight hours and 1 minute mark comes, we're paid time and a half. Plus, we're paid in very good food. I value the food at $50 a day. If we don't show them for 8 hours, which sometimes happens, we're still paid for 8. So, therefore, 4 hours are paid for 8. And, of course, they feed us.
But the
invaluable part is what we learn by doing it. I mean, I have learned more about how they put a TV show together in the last few months that I had in my previous many years. Plus, again, just being around the actors and actresses, but that nothing else. That's why we sometimes talk to them. So that certainly is something you can't put a price tag on. That sentimental value stuff and the life experience that you learn.
Right. So now, how do you get a position like this?
They're generally posted on social media. That's the usual place.
So you just show up? I mean, who gets disqualified and cannot do this?
Well, if you break the rules, obviously, I joke around, but I have a professional attitude at all times. I follow the rules. I show up. I get along with people. You know, I say please and thank you, etc. That certainly helps. So people do get sent home. I've certainly been talking to the veteran extras, and they have told me, and that's the way it should be. It's something to be taken seriously. In terms of being chosen, they want regular people. You don't have to be a glamorous supermodel. Obviously, I'm not. but you know, I'm not unattractive. So looking decent on camera, that helps.
Regular
Midwesterners, what they want. They don't want supermodels. They want regular people.
Now I was
a nurse walking around the hospital is gonna look like a nurse. Well, clean cut, etc. And serious.
Now I was told at one point about extras that one of the best ways to get onto camera is that if you don't look like the normal person, that's a good way, because if you look like everybody else, there's 1,000 people who can do that. But
it's good to, and good for the role. I mean, they pick the role. They think, okay, well, Adam looks like an RN. I agree. I have an RN vibe to me. I don't think I look rough enough to be a police officer. I think with my age, DC age that I look, and just the aura that I have, yeah, I look like an RN, but I could play a doctor too, and I have.
Right. No, I was talking more just they don't look like the average person, because you know, if you have 10 people who all look like the average person, it's just up in the air. But if you've got one person who really sticks out and doesn't look normal at all, then they put that person on because that's a difference.
Look like someone you would see in Walmart in Chicago or wherever, but yes, also have a little unique nature to you, which I think I actually fit that bill. Yeah, I'm regular looking, but you know, I have a unique. People always remember me. Even the staff members, they remember me. So I guess I fit that well. Interestingly, it's total opposite of radio. But radio, you don't really do retakes and make adjustments. You just talk. Of course, nobody sees you. And this is totally different. I'm going by my face and my emotions only. But I can do it. Yeah, I've done acting. I mean, much younger, but I can do it. I know what they're looking for, and I can follow instructions.
Well, we hope you show up tonight on these shows, hopefully.
Yeah, please, now, I don't... please do play Find Adam and send me a message if you have my contact information. Tell me you saw me and how I looked and all that good stuff. And if you like the show, if you've not seen the show before, Chicago Med again is a lot like ER, which I watched Chicago Med, St. Elsewhere, all those shows. So watch the show. It's very good. Some very good actors. It's got Steven Weber from Wings and Peyton Merkerson from Law and Order and many other shows. They got some good players on that program.
8 to 10 tonight on NBC.
11. I'm stuck on that 10.
8 to 11. Yeah. Maybe this show's on 8 to 10. Maybe that's why I'm saying that. 8 to 11 tonight on NBC.
That's okay. Well, I just arrived at the parking lot. Isn't that kind of cool? And then we hit the shuttle bus to the studio.
All right. Well, have a great day working there, Adam. And
okay.
Well, we hope to see you tonight.
Along with our esteemed weatherman and newsman, we all say hi.
Thanks, Adam.
Have a good evening, Scott. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Well, make sure to tune that in tonight. 8 to 11, see, I got it right that time, 8 to 11 on NBC Television Network. Ding, ding, dong. And look for Adam. Now, he is an extra, so won't have any speaking lines, but you might be able to see him in the background of some of these shots tonight on these programs. So I think that's very interesting. I think that's, that's something that I would obviously say most people don't do, and it's fun. Sounds like he's having a good time getting the feed bag on, which is a good thing. So there you go. 740-383-9944, 8 to 11 tonight on NBC. Okay, we've got about 10 minutes left in the program tonight. If there's 10 minutes left in the program today, boy, I'll tell you, I'm all over the place today. Today, tonight, 8 to 10, 8 to 11, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. It definitely is the middle of the week. And again, Friday morning, don't forget, we're giving away the $100 gift card to Kroger, 8:15 until 1 p.m. in the afternoon on Friday. So there you go. Does anybody have anything more to say about anything going on? Well, here comes a phone call. Let's take this. Go ahead, caller.
Would you like to hear some background stuff that I worked on? It was a pilot, and I don't think it was called Spring Break. And we were down at the city center. And this was in 2007. And they did kind of a audition for these people to be in this movie called Spring Break 87. and they had three judges. Remember Adrian Zemed?
A comedian, right?
No.
No?
You could say his acting was kind of comedic. He was in T.J. Hooker.
Oh, okay, yes, with William Shatner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The other judge was Morgan Fairchild.
Oh, I do remember her.
And the third judge, Joe Piscopo.
Oh, Joe Piscopo. Why does he have such a bad reputation? He's always a punchline.
I have no idea, but you know, from Saturday Night Live, he always looked like he was a little guy, right?
Right.
He's over 6 foot tall.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. But it was interesting. Morgan Fairchild was there with her boy toy. And when we had lunch, she would be there, and he would be around her, and they were kind of, nobody would go close to him. And I don't know if that was the way she was, but she kind of gave off a vibe, and her boy toy kind of gave off the same vibe. So they were in the dining area to themselves. But the crew and some other folks were mingling or whatever than that. So, more social, I guess.
So what did happen?
What do you mean, what did happen?
Like, you went down there.
Well, I was just on the crew, and, you know, they had a bunch of people come in, audition, run some lines, and they were just looking for talent. Here's an interesting thing with Piscopo. One of the things that I don't know if he demanded or if he would really enjoy when he was on a set, York peppermint patties.
Oh, very interesting.
And he had his two kids with him, one a daughter and a son, and they were there. And the people that were crewing, I was first asked, would you mind watching Piscopo's kids? And I thought, no way in hell. I thought it would be better for a female to watch after the kids and stuff. They were a little cranky, but by and large, they were pretty decent kids. So, but the interesting thing, though, Joe Piscopo loved York peppermint patties.
There you go. There's a little bit of Hollywood lore for people.
Yep. It's, and what I do, you never know who you're going to be working with next or what's going on and that kind of thing. Uh-huh. So, Piscopo is a pretty cool guy. And can't say there was much interaction with Zemed or Fairchild. But anyways, it was just one of those things that beats the hell out of shooting screws on an assembly line.
There you go. That's unique experiences. Hey, thanks for calling.
Do a better tomorrow.
You know, now see, that's the little quirks and things you learn as we go down the road here. Well, we've got about 5 minutes left in the broadcast. Now, who would have thought Joe Piscopo likes York peppermint patties? See, that's information you can only get on this show. Again, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. We've got about 5 minutes left in the broadcast, 740-383-9944. And I guess look for Adam as an extra on the NBC Chicago shows tonight from 8 to 11 p.m. on the NBC television network. 740-383-9944. You know, there have been a few movies shot here in Marion. I think the Leroy Jenkins movie, I can't remember what it was called, was here in Marion. And they used a lot of local residents in that particular movie. And then there was the one that they showed at the fair last year. I believe it was shot at the Marion County Fairgrounds, but gosh, this was close to 100 years ago. It was a black and white movie. I can't remember the name of it. But that was a lot of Marion people in that film as extras. Now, of course, a lot of those people have went on to their reward at this particular time. So that's the way that goes. Go ahead, caller.
Do you remember the production I brought to Marion for Panasonic?
I don't think so.
No.
Yeah. We were here 5 days shooting a video for the Panasonic Postbox. It was a digital editing system, and the video was shown at the National Association of Broadcasters convention in Las Vegas.
Oh, now, do you remember when the Leroy Jenkins movie was here?
Not at all.
You know, I don't know when that was.
I didn't know they had made one here.
They did. I mean, it was. I don't know if he was there or not, but I'm trying to remember what year that would have been. Either late 90s, early 2000s, somewhere in that area.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Well, here's something of interest. The Shawshank Redemption, I forget what they call it, museum, what have you, at Upper Sandusky, which is, you know, a short little trip. They've got a pretty neat museum up there. They have the bus that they used when Red went to Mexico. They've got the bus there. They've got larger, about life-size, if not a little bit larger than life, cutouts of Morgan Freeman, Tim Robbins, and Clancy Brown, who was the corrections officer.
Oh, interesting. Well, I know the courtroom was used in the movie, and I know they make a big deal of that, and it's still a working courtroom to this day in the courthouse.
Well, that, and then the wood shop and everything was at the lumber company. I can't remember the name of the lumber company now, but it makes for a neat trip if there's any organizations to call up to the Wyandotte County, I don't know if it's Convention Visitors Bureau or whatever, but if you look it up, you can find out what it is, and it would make an interesting field trip for schools or any organization.
Well, anybody to take a day trip up there. It's a lot of fun. Hey, thanks for calling.
Yep, yep.
All right. Now, again, the phone lines are open for about another minute here, and then we will depart for another 22 hours, and we'll be back tomorrow morning. And again, don't forget to check out Adam tonight on the NBC Chicago shows. Look for him in the background. He'll be an extra on hopefully one of those programs. We hope he gets a shot tonight, 8 to 11 p.m. on NBC. And then Friday morning, we'll be back here giving away $100 to Kroger, 8:15 a.m. until 1 in the afternoon. And we also have our Kiwanis pancake tickets coming up on March the 14th, the 67th annual, and we'll be giving away those tickets as time goes along here on WGH Talk Radio. That coming up a week from Saturday. Witt's Ice Cream opens up on Church Street on Friday. Culver's restaurant to come in the future. Changes to the Barks Road layout with the big turnaround coming. Wider sidewalks on Center Street. Starbucks out here on Delaware Avenue. Things are a-changing. Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
Place. The legendary star of The Facts of Life, Charlotte Ray, Mrs. Garrett.